problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Morena Ange.
Morena Rachel.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
It's nice to have you up on the show today.
I was going to say, and nice to be on board with you.
It's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah.
We've got heaps of text in, but you've got a topic to kick us off, haven't you?
Oh, I just thought I'd put it out there. I'm doing a talk on Saturday, this Saturday at 2 p.m. on stealth infections, which are things that are... you come out okay on pathology results, but you just got a skin condition that won't clear up, or you've got chronic fatigue, or you're having trouble with fertility, things like that, or irritable bowel syndrome, and you're sitting on FODMAPs diet and you just don't know what to do next. Sometimes, quite often, there are stealth infections. So they can be parasites and latent sort of glandular fever, things like that. So if you're interested, just go to my website, info@naturalange, contact us, and then let yourself be known that you're wanting to attend. I'll be sending out a mail out to my customer base.
Fantastic.
But just letting you know, stealth infection. So if it's a really good talk at 2 p.m. at Harvest Natural Health Centre upstairs.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Alrighty.
Should we...
let's get into these texts.
People need you.
Yeah, let's go.
The people need you.
Let's go with this back injury.
The back injury?
Someone said, I have real problems with an old back injury. Fractured 3 thoracic vertebrae and muscles have grown all stiff around it. Pain is pretty constant.
Any advice?
Okay, and so probably, you've got an osteopath or, I can refer you to a really good musculoskeletal specialist, and he's a rheumatologist and a physician who can help you with that. But also I could look at doing clay therapy on you too, which is like when there's been old injuries and the meridian flow's not going right, because in an old injury site it's like the energy flow, the chi flow, and the meridians stagnates, and then you get toxic material. They've actually done biopsies of tissue close by old trauma sites, and it's full of heavy metals and things like that.
Ooh, so far out.
We could work with you and help you get that back. But also, I really find swimming great, for the thoracics.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I do too, actually. That's my swimming and biking. That's how I stay active.
Yeah. And I find, I can walk the dog and all that sort of thing. Let's walk, walk, walk. But, when you're stuck at a computer, I really need after a while to just move my thoracic cage. I just love just diving in the pool and having a good swim, and I like to do it 2 times a week. But so I was just thinking for that thoracic cage that this person's got, 3 vertebrae that needs exercising,
needs a bit of moving around.
I feel like this flu jab is a good quick one. Flu jab, yes or no?
Flu? Oh, yes. Just, well, the
yes
Cochrane
or no.
Review says small clinical benefit. So the Cochrane Review is a medical council that looks at all research base and says, what do you think? Now some people swear by it, and other people go, I really got sick after that, or flared up my rheumatoid arthritis and things like that.
Yeah, I had a flatmate who got really sick. And he was like, I'm never getting that again, but I don't know.
Experience. So it's a 50-50 sort of thing. But in my opinion, I sort of think, and also the viruses are mutating all the time. So by what you treat a flu at the beginning of the winter, which in the flu jab is the viruses that have been in the northern hemisphere, given to us in an injection, then
they'll be different by the end, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, because it's always changing. So in my opinion, I sort of head for the zincs and the vitamin C's and building up your immunity and getting rest, sleep, and washing your hands and those sorts of basics.
Yeah.
A good early night and raw garlic.
It's a good thing to get your jabs, really, and stay healthy.
Well, it's small clinical benefit is the official Cochrane Review.
Official Cochrane Review.
So, it's personal choice, but there's things you can do. Yeah.
There are things you can do. What about this one here? Anything you can recommend for preteen teen girls hitting puberty to help with the hormones kicking in? What would you recommend for that one, Ange?
feed them properly with protein and veggies, because often they're getting hangry and starving themselves and things like that. The other thing is exercise. Stay connected with them, eye contact, and chatting about things, and keeping the communication lines open. Ian Lambie's written a good book, Raising Teens, so that's always handy to know when pick your fights. Don't sort of sweat over the small stuff. Will it matter in 20 years? And give them a bit of a wide berth, but always be there, a listening ear kind of thing. It's a thing. There's a thing called a full stop. Just say a sentence and walk away. Don't keep harping on. And then there's B vitamins and things like that. But just deal with the basics. Mm-hmm. I think and don't get stressed out over the little things. Don't catastrophize. Keep it real simple, because they need you as an even keel.
Fantastic. It sounds like
blink
advice.
And social media.
It's a whole new ballpark.
Yeah.
Even since I was a teenager, it's changed. That makes me sound like I'm ancient and like, oh, well, back in my day, I see what my little cousin's using. It's totally different, totally different.
Yeah, and I really like Nigel Ladder's Screen Ages. It was a documentary on it. And, if you're having trouble with your teenager and that, sit down, the two of you together, and watch that, because it really shows how it can spiral into mental illness very quickly. Hmm. Yeah.
There are still lots of good things about it, though. It's not.
Absolutely. Like Florence and the Machine Book Club.
Nice reference. Yeah. You've been listening this morning. What about this person? Is there anything you can do to help with cat allergies? My friend's partner is quite allergic, but they're wanting to buy a cat.
I think you'd either buy a cat that's a low allergy type of cat. You'd have to Google that, because I don't know. Then otherwise, you can do desensitisation injections or otherwise.
Antihistamines, or is that not something good to take regularly?
Well, you might sort of slowly acclimatise to the cat, because quite often it's other people's cats. You've got used to your own.
Right.
And you could use Histies and, vitamin C and things like that to help with the allergies. Yeah.
Cool.
We've got quite a few more queries. Don't know which one.
And
they
probably
won't
out.
Have
just
time
get,
for
get
all
in
of
touch
them.
With me.
Yeah.
Actually, I was meant to go to a meeting this afternoon, and it's been cancelled, so I've got a few free spots this afternoon.
So if you're in the queue and can't, then what about this? Hi, Ange. Need some help with post-nasal drip and also a persistent fungal infection on my son's toenail. Battling it for a year and a half.
Oh, yeah, those fungal toenail infections are
remedies.
A pain in the neck. Look, for the natural remedies on fungal infections, you can try Manuka oil, but in all honesty, there's a 2-pot Kinestin cream, which is broad spectrum antifungal, at the chemist. It's about $80, and you put it on every night for 6 weeks, and that fixes it up, hopefully. Some people go for laser and spend thousands, and I don't think they've had great results with it, but I don't know, I might be wrong. But there's two people who have come to me and go, I spent their money and it didn't work. Yeah. But, someone might be hopping up and down out there who's going, no, that's my job and that's my income and it's awesome.
Fair enough.
Post-nasal drip, I would go, let's sort out what the allergies are so that you don't get the mucus build up and have it drip down the back. But if you've got that stringy, hawking, sort of thick elastic plugs,
That's not very nice on a breakfast show.
No, that's fine. It's just
good morning, everyone.
I can help
enjoy
you
your
with
breakfast.
Ange can help you out with
maybe
that.
Maybe you don't want milk on your cornflakes. Yeah, maybe you want almond milk or rice milk, and that'll make all the difference.
Oh, wow.
Well, some people, they've got to sort of stop having wine at night, because that just makes them all phlegmy and snoring and wheezy and post-nasal drips. So, yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Ange. You've got a bit of spots this afternoon if anybody needs to get things off. Sorry if we didn't quite get to your query this morning. Text in next time and we will try our very best, eh?
Absolutely.
What's
thanks
your,
for having
how
me.
How can people contact you, Ange?
376-0174 or naturalange.com, and then there's a contact us on the website.
Thanks, Ange.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.
And now